The arrest of Jerry Adams came about as a result of information from former Irish Republican Army fighters who provided interviews for the Belfast Project at Boston College. Those interviews were to be made public only following the deaths of the respondents, including a now-deceased IRA commander, Brendan Hughes. Hughes and his surviving colleagues told Boston College historians about the roles each of them played during the Troubles, as the guerrilla war was called, and in so doing implicated Jerry Adams. The very act of informing during the 30-year conflict was the trigger for multiple murders.
When you're talking about informants in Ireland, there was always a severe stigma attached to it. It was something that you just didn't do.
Lisa McAlfrey was a national correspondent for Irish television and radio who has reported on the Troubles and its informants. She says the murder of 38-year-old Jean McConville in the winter of 1972 has long haunted many in Northern Ireland.
So in 1972, she was a mother of 10, lived in a really rough part of West Belfast in Northern Ireland. She was allegedly a spy for the British government and supplying information on the activities of the IRA. Because of that, one day she literally just disappeared. 30 years later, her body was discovered, and it's alleged that the IRA was responsible for her killing.
And McConville, dragged out of her own bathroom and her body dumped on a beach, was one of many who died.
This happened a lot at that time. She was one of the 19 or so disappeared. That's what they're called, quote-unquote disappeared. Their bodies, some of them were discovered, some of them weren't. The case was that if you were an informant, sooner or later, you were going to be tracked down. You didn't really have a chance.
Jerry Adams maintains his innocence. The information about him came to the authorities as a result of IRA members wanting to set the historical record straight in their interviews with journalist Ed Maloney following the peace agreement of 1998. Maloney, an authority on the IRA and the peace agreement, fought unsuccessfully to keep secret his interviews with former paramilitary members as part of the Boston College Oral History Project.
These allegations have been made not just in the Boston College archives, but elsewhere in newspaper interviews by former members of the IRA, some of whom are disenchanted with the direction that Adams has taken their organization. It threatens to embroil Jerry Adams in a scandal that could literally destroy his career, but also do enormous damage to the Northern Ireland peace process, because he is regarded as the architect of the IRA's departure from violence.
But Irish journalist Lisa McAlfrey says the prematurely exposed Boston College interviews with IRA members may have served a greater purpose.
The interviews were done on the premise that they wouldn't be released until after the death of the interviewees, the people that would have been involved in the crimes, the paramilitary organisations, etc. Then you've got the likes of Jean McConville's daughter, who is appealing time and time again for the details of the interviews to be released so that maybe they can find the killer of her mother executed with one shot to the head.
And ironically, the former IRA militants who live by a creed that informing should be punishable by death have unwittingly become informants on behalf of the British government, which successfully wrested that information from Boston College with little resistance, in the view of some civil libertarians. Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.